Hi, Dare to Repair. This is Orion.
Hey, Ryan. This is Megan. Is this better time for you?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Did you want me to maybe explain this with Liberty around, or are you kind of gonna?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got you guys approved.
Okay.
The approval is for $11,000.
Okay.
It's a fairly short-term loan. It's for 12 months. Does that sound like something that you'd be interested in or helpful
for you
guys?
What's the percentage rate?
Well, I don't have the rate right in front of me.
Okay.
I only have the daily payment. So it is a daily payment, which is just a micro payment. So we just break it down so we can kind of keep a pulse on the business.
Okay.
But it's $62 per day. And the way that a daily payment works is it's only weekdays, so you don't pay on the weekends or if there's like bank holidays or anything like that.
Okay. So how much do the payments come out to after everything's said and done?
So your total payback for the loan, for the whole course of the loan, would be comes out to $15,510. So
wow.
Yeah, the cost is a little high, but here's the thing is that you're starting a relationship with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have kind of a lot of challenges with your business in that it's only been around for a year, it's a startup, and that's a really big factor as far as business loans go because it is based off of your business credit primarily, mm-hmm. which you guys don't really have any business credit.
Mm-hmm.
So this would go towards establishing your business credit. And then also it goes slightly off of your personal credit, which your brother's isn't bad, but it's not great either.
Yeah, it's been getting worse because of the business.
Definitely below the average, yeah. Is that his debt ratios are higher because you guys have been kind of purchasing on his credit cards? Is that how that's been working out? Yeah, so... I mean, if you did this loan, it'd be $11,000. You could put your inventory onto this loan, and then that way his credit score is going to go up because of that, plus your business credit score is going to be starting to be building.
I'm definitely going to have to talk to him about it, though, because on $11,000 paying back $15,000, that's like, what, almost 40%?
Yeah, like $4,000 of cost, but that's, you know, spread over the whole year, and I know that you guys have very high margins there, and not that that's an excuse, but to be able to get that business credit going, it's going to cost you either now or it's going to cost you later.
So I'm going to have to talk to him about it, because, I mean, I know what his expectations were, and that's definitely not anywhere near it, so
what was
I can't
expecting?
See it. Anywhere around 12%.
Oh, wow, yeah.
At most.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, even if it was only a loan for $5,000, 12%.
Mm. Yeah, because even, I mean, if you took less, I mean, which you could do, it would decrease your payment, obviously, but it's still going to be at a higher rate than 12%, definitely.
Yeah, anything above 12%, he said, I have to... talk with him.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Definitely talk it over, though. I mean, I think if you guys are going to be growing the business and opening other locations and everything like that, it would just be very beneficial to get your business credit started. And although mm-hmm. it is a, you know, $4,000 cost over a year, you guys are going to make that up in your margins, and you guys are going to be able to get better rates the next time. And the way that our loans work, just so you know, once you hit about halfway, you can kind of refinance that and usually take out more money. You get a better rate at that point, as long as you're making your payments on time and everything like that. But, you know, you get a better rate, you get a longer term, you're then a returning customer, and that way you have some established credit.
Now, if we pay it off early, do we avoid the interest rate? Say we take only 6 months to make the payment complete. I mean, for like, or say we double up for 6 months on our payments. I mean, am I still paying the full $4,000, or am I paying less?
You would be paying less. Well, there's no prepayment penalty, but and usually there's a prepayment discount. I'm not positive on this program. I would have to check for you on that. I can maybe put you on hold and check for that real quick.
That would be great.
All right, hold on a second. There is a discount on that interest. I'm not positive on what it is for this program because the way that it works is that it's customized for each kind of program. So when we order docs for the loan, we'd be able to tell you exactly what that discount would be, but I'm not able to look at that right now.
Okay, if you can pull that up and then email that to me, that way I can present that to him. Mm-hmm. That might give us a better chance, but right now there's a good chance of us saying no. Because it's a bit, basically I'm taking out a loan just to pay it back $4,000 on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we need revolving credit, but not for $4,000.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is that you're either going to get it now or you're going to get it later. And I would think that you want to be able to get it now and get that business credit started working for you,
mm-hmm.
which is going to get you, you know, better rates in the future
yeah.
if your brother...
We'll just explore our options before we can make a decision on something like this, though.
Sure. Sounds
okay.
Good. All right. I'll get that over to you. I mean, if you want to talk to Liberty, then... If you wanted to move forward, only thing we would need would be his voided check and a copy of his driver's license.
Okay.
But just let me know either way, you know, what you think or what you want to do on it.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.